there's a gay spirit singing in our hearts, leading us through these troubled times. The gay spirit moving round this land, calling us to a time of open love.
Welcome to Lesbian and Gay Voices on KPFT. And this segment is called Queer Music Heritage. I'm J.D. Doyle, and I'm here on the fourth Monday of each month to bring you an hour devoted to our culture's music. I plan to cover a lot of territory in terms of years and types of music. Mostly, I just don't think gay and lesbian music of the past should be forgotten. And I try to give a little information about the music and artists as I go. I also slip in songs from the present as well. I introduce this segment with the song Gay Spirit by Charlie Murphy, from the 1979 album Walls to Roses. It's one of my favorite gay anthems, and here's just a little more of it.
It's a gay spirit singing in our hearts, leading us through these troubled times. A gay spirit moving round this land, calling us to a time of open love.
First up on tonight's show is a cabaret artist from Hawaii named Matt Yee. Matt gave me an interview to air on Queer Music Heritage, so I'll start off with letting him describe his music.
Well, first let me say it's a pleasure chatting with you today, and thank you so much for asking me. My CD, Every Facet of My Heart, is heart music, basically. They're all my little babies that I've written and sang in my shows over the years, and I sing with my piano live, and oftentimes with a backup band, but it's really cabaret music from the heart.
As he said, his CD is called Every Facet of My Heart, and it begins with a wonderful medley. It's just delightful. It starts off with a Mama Cass song, Make Your Own Kind of Music, and you might be surprised where it goes from there.
Nobody can tell you there's only one song worth singing. They might try to sell you, 'cause it hangs them up to see someone like you. But you gotta make your own kind of music and sing your own special song. Make your own kind of music, even if nobody else sings along. You're gonna be nowhere. It's the loneliest kind of lonely. It may be rough going just to do your thing, the special thing you do. But you gotta make your own kind of music, sing your own special song. Make your own kind of music, even if nobody else sings along. Sing along. Who can turn the world on with her smile? Who can take a nothing day, certainly make it all seem worthwhile? Well, it's you girls and you should know it. With each glance and every little movement you show it, love is all around you, don't need to waste it. Why don't you take it? You're gonna make it after all. You're gonna make it after. Make your own kind of music. Sing your own special song. Make your own kind of music, even if nobody else sings along. You're gonna make it after. You're gonna
One question I often ask artists is if it's important for them to be out.
Yeah, I think it is. Especially as an artist, it is important. Mainly because, for so long, many of us gay people have been closeted, have been and especially I've been closeted for many, many years. So we know what it's like not to be out. And that breath of fresh air, last year when I toured and did my Gay Pride Festival circuit, starting with the March on Washington, going to Pride Fest America, L.A., Long Beach, San Francisco Prides, and a whole bunch of places in between, you sort of breathe this incredible air of freedom and of creative freedom and being with people that are kind of just like you, all these artists backstage you get to meet during these festivals. And it's a wonderful time. It's very, very invigorating as an artist to be out. And that's where a lot of, I think, our best material comes from is seeing other people being free, expressing it, and then enlightening our lives by their art and what we create.
Matt writes a lot of his own material, and one of my favorite songs by him is called I'll Reinvent Myself, which I think is relevant to a lot of us. I ask him to tell us about it.
Well, I'll reinvent myself. The way I write songs is I'm walking along on the street or something and a voice will pop into my head. And this time it was, I'll reinvent myself. And once you start with that, then the song kind of wrote itself fairly quickly. Because then I just started putting in all the places that I and we as gay people reinvent ourselves. And of course, the last being Honolulu, where I reinvent myself as me.
I'll reinvent myself in New York City. I'll buy leather for the mine shaft, and I won't wear perfume. And I'll summer on Fire Island and play among the pines. Read the Times on Sunday afternoon. I'll reinvent myself in Provincetown. I'll ride the ferry from Boston and play all summer long. And I'll work in a bed and breakfast just around the bend. I'll tea dance with my shirt off while the sun sets at Land's End. I'll reinvent myself in Cleveland. Maybe not. I'll reinvent myself in San Francisco. I'll cut my hair and dine at Cafe Flore. And if I leave my heart anywhere, I guess that I could leave it there. Maybe I will just become a clone, dancing Sunday nights at the Pleasure Dome. And all across America, I'll visit every spa and gym. Maybe I'll find Mr. Right, maybe I'll be him. Across the sea of glitter balls, will I find my man in overalls? Will I find out who I really am? I'll reinvent myself in San Diego. Pacific Highway will put me out of reach. And I'll learn to be a nudist and try to meditate while sunning my behind out on Black's Beach. All across America, I'll visit every spa and gym. Maybe I'll find Mr. Right, maybe I'll be him. Across the sea of glitter balls, will I find my man in overalls? Or will I find out who I really am? I am. I'll reinvent myself in Honolulu. I'll be with my family, as dysfunctional as we may be. But I love them and I know that they love me. I'll reinvent myself. I'll reinvent myself.
I'll reinvent myself as me.
The CD is called Every Facet of My Heart, and you can find out where to get it at www.mattyee.com. That's MATTYEE.com. And if you're going to be traveling this summer, check out his tour schedule. He'll be at many Pride events in cities like Los Angeles, Milwaukee, and San Francisco, among others. Since there will be so many obscurities heard on this show, I thought those of you on the Internet would like to be able to see photos of the artists and recordings and view the playlist, so I've set up a special web page just for this show. And now I have a new web address that's much easier to remember. It's at www.queermusicheritage.com. Next up is a very talented lesbian singer named Lisa Koch. Lisa was one of the members of the group Venus Envy that recorded that wonderful queer Christmas album, I'll Be a Homo for Christmas, in 1995. And she was part of a duet with Peggy Platt named Das Fallopia, that recorded in 1992 a very funny album called My Breasts Are Out of Control. But she also has two very good releases on her own that contain a variety of musical styles. You're going to hear the title track from her 1995 CD, You Make My Pants Pound, and a song from her 1991 album, Colorblind Blues. From the second one, you'll hear one simply called Hickey.
The night I met you, it was midnight. The drive-up window had a light. I heard your voice come through the speaker. You said, can I take your order? How about some fries? I got a tingling in my body as I drove up to the window like a shot. And as you handed me that whopper, you touched my hand and smiled, and you said, careful now, talk. You make my pants pound. I must admit, this tingling in my pelvis and this throbbing in my heart. You make my and I'm losing all my fluids over you. The blood is rushing to my special spots, and now you've got my panties in a wad. This sweating, drooling pan chemical, or I've seen God. I try to speak and sound just like Mel Tillis. This infatuation's driving me insane. And now my crotch is in a spasm, and I really need an order of fries to help me ease the pain. You make my pain. I got a funky rhythm going boom boom in my head. You make my pants pound. What can I do? And I'm losing all my fluids over you. You make my pants pound. What a surprise. Cupid shot a dart and hit me right between the knees. You make my pants pound. What can I do? And I'm losing all my fluids over you. And I'm losing all my fluids. Oh, 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 oh.
Well, as I told you, she does a variety of styles. Again, that was Lisa Koch, and her last name is spelled K-O-C-H. My spotlight artist tonight is Charles Pierce. Pierce was one of the most famous of the drag performers of our culture. In his act, he gave gleefully nasty impersonations of Betty Davis, Joan Crawford, Tallulah Bankhead, Mae West, Carol Channing, Katharine Hepburn, Gloria Swanson, Barbara Stanwyck, and many others. His mimicry was expert, and he coupled it with gaudy costumes and outrageous humor in a career that spanned 4 decades and included frequent television and movie appearances. He recorded 2 comedy albums in the 70s, and in 1983, his legendary Ladies of the Silver Screen show was captured on video. You'll hear next a few minutes from that show, centering around Betty Davis and Joan Crawford.
I've written a letter to Daddy. His address is heaven above. Jones Blanche Hudson, she was sick. She was old. She was tired. She was sick and tired of being old. She was a cripple in a wheelchair. Pity. She always got so upset when I used to do jokes about her. Blanche, what's the hardest thing to eat in a vegetable? A wheelchair!
Oh, Jane, you're so cruel. So evil. Is that my dinner?
Yeah, it's your din-din. I basted it in Pepsi. It's a dead bird! Eat it!
Jane, that's a tongue sandwich. I never eat anything out of an animal's mouth. Would you like some eggs?
What are you talking about? What are you talking about? I was kind to you once, Blanche. I took you to San Francisco in your wheelchair. Do you remember up Highway 5? Before it was open? Took you to the top of Lombard Street, that crookedy little tourist street, and gave you and your wheelchair a push! Your spiked jogging teddies digging into the concrete. By her lips did a U-turn right around the Coit Tower. Remember what happened next, Miss Showbiz?
Oh, yes, I do, Jane.
A seagull flew right overhead and did doo-doo all over your face.
Oh, I remember. I said, run, quickly, get the toilet paper.
I said, what are you talking about? 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 By the time I got back, that bird's ass would be halfway across the Pacific.
I have hickeys now. You wouldn't treat me this way if I wasn't a cripple in a wheelchair.
But you are. You are, Blanche. You are.
Thank you, ladies and gentlemen. Our whole show has been an illusion. You know that. Just an illusion. Want to buy an illusion, slightly used, secondhand, such romantic illusions, reaching high, built on sand. They have a touch of paradise, a spell you can't explain, for in this crazy kind of paradise, you are in love again. Want to buy an illusion, slightly used, just like new. Such romantic illusions, they were done, now they're through. We play them all for laughs. It was strictly entre-new. So take an illusion, all for fun and all just for you.
Thank you, darling. Thank you.
Bill Masonheimer, ladies and gentlemen. I was married once.
I'm one of the boys who's one of the girls. I wear my hair short, I wear it in curls. Hey, I can be campy, I can be straight.
Shall we talk about that later in the dressing room? Sometimes I'm even my very own date. Not tonight, Charles. You have a headache. In spite of the dress, the finesse,
and the poise.
Whee!
I am one of the girls who's really one of the B-O-Y-S-G-I-R-L-S. Good night.
Charles Pierce died in June of 1999 of cancer at age 72, leaving a legacy of great impersonations, my favorite being his wonderful Betty Davis in Whatever Happened to Baby Jane. I want to play a special tribute to that movie. It may not be as queer as what I normally play in this show, but it certainly is camp enough to make the cut. It's a very rare recording from 1963 by an obscure singer named Debbie Burton. The song is called Whatever Happened to Baby Jane, and you'll want to pay close attention to the second half of the song. Yes, that was the real Betty Davis singing on that record. Now, a little more about Charles Pierce. There's a terrific website devoted to him, but it's got a rather complicated web address, so I've added a link to it from my own website. At my site, you can see photos of Charles Pierce and the other artists on tonight's show. Once again, that's at www.queermusicheritage.com.
Hey folks, this is Mark Weigel reminding you that you're listening to Queer Music Heritage, a part of Lesbian and Gay Voices on KPFT Houston. Also, be sure to listen to KPFT every Saturday night at midnight for After Hours with Jimmy Carper. It's queer radio with attitude.
Time now for a change of pace. I'd like to introduce you to a new artist from Boston. His name is Scott Friedman, and his music reminds me of a young Billy Joel, only a lot more complicated. I asked him to tell us about his music.
I guess the best way to describe my music would say it's acoustic alternative. It's a whole bunch of influences in there, like rock, jazz, alternative, pop. You could say it's Michael Feinstein on a sugar high, almost, if that helps.
His new album is called Anything Worth Mentioning, and from it, here's the song, Out in Waves.
Sometimes I get a little far, or some kind of distant star without a wish. Sometimes you get a little close, and I feel I feel most. There'll be no cigarette left. Well, you are like the sea. You go out in waves, like I'm crashing back to me. And I am like the Arctic sun. I don't warm up for anyone. And don't think I can't see you're scared and restless and tired of waiting for my winter to turn to spring. Well, don't you know I can still grow flowers as fine as a lover bee? I just gotta take a chance and wait and see love I'll bring to you from me. Sometimes I get a little shy, not really sure quite why. Like I ain't got nothing to say. Other times I'm the party clown. Don't even try to calm me down. I'll just sing louder. Maybe it's all a dream without some meaning. I'm just an old cigar. Maybe if I told you so, well, then you'd know just how far I'd go.
Just how far I'd go
to find you in the city, submerged in your own pity. And if I kissed you then, would it all end? Oh, would it?
Yeah.
Would it begin?
One day.
Earlier in the show, I mentioned that I often ask artists if it's important for them to be out. I also asked Scott this question.
Yeah, I mean, it's important for me to be out. I should say it's more important for me not to be in, meaning, I'm not jumping around on the radio saying, I'm queer, I'm here, get used to it. But if it ever comes up in an interview, and it does sometimes, I'm certainly out with it. You know, I don't think it's anything to be ashamed of. But when I'm getting reviewed and the reviewer is saying, oh, his bisexuality is too overshadowing in the music, I'll kind of turn it back to them. And I say, you know, what if I change this pronoun from he to she? Would we even be having this conversation?
Scott's only 21, and he's already released his second album. I also like his first CD from 1999 called Swimming After Dark. Here's Scott describing the song from it called Hole in His Soul.
Hole in His Soul is actually the first track from my first CD, Swimming After Dark, and I wrote it about a man I met when I first came out. I expected when I came out to have all these wonderful relationships that had suddenly opened up, and that was really not the case at all. Every guy I met, it seemed, had a lot of issues about insecurity and trust. And I really wrote the song about a man unable to let himself be loved. There was that kind of void in that person, and he wouldn't even begin to open up, but it was just, you know, he was so hungry for some kind of affection. It was just so sad to me. So that's where Hole in His Soul came from.
An only child. Small town, you got up when you knocked him down. Come trace in the day, congratulations by night. Stay for a hand to fold, I found someone right. And the winds grew harsh, the confinements of age. He locked himself up inside a cage for the rest of his younger days. Who's got a hole in his soul the size of Mississippi? I tried to breathe love in, but he didn't let me. No, he didn't want me. He doesn't want me. We lived together for about a year. Each day I knew just what I could hear. And his silence goes to darken eyes. And after an argument, we didn't say no good day. Took the car and drove away out of this town. My arms, he lost himself once again. The stars, who's got a hole in his soul the size of Mississippi? And I tried to breathe love in, but he didn't let me. No, he didn't like me. He doesn't like me. Yeah. When I first met him, it was just mass play mystery. Silent soldier of Troy, I thought I could change him. Thought that he would stay, but from all my efforts, he just pushed me. So now he's gone, so running I bet. But among his escapes, he won't forget. He once had someone willing to give, someone to show him he could finally live free. Mississippi. And I tried to breathe love in, but he didn't let me. No, he didn't love me. He doesn't love me.
That was Scott Friedman from the album Swimming After Dark, and before that, I played a track from his new release, Anything Worth Mentioning. Scott gave me a copy of each of these CDs to give away to my listeners. Now, this may be kind of interesting, as the show is pre-recorded. You can't call the station to win. I'm not there. So the first person to send me an email will get their choice of the two albums, and the second person will get the other. Send your emails to qmheritage@aol.com. If you miss out on the freebies, you can still find out more about Scott at www.scottfriedman.com. And Scott's spelled with a K, and Friedman is F-R-E-E-D-M-A-N. We're going to go back in time a little to hear a couple of queer songs from England. The first is the song Lavender Cowboy. Now, this is an old folk song that's been recorded many times. The most well-known version is probably by Burl Ives, but his version wasn't lyrically gay, as is the one I'm playing by an English saloon singer named Patty Roberts. It's from 1959 and was on his album called Strictly for Grown-Ups. I'm following it with a much more progressive song by Steve Elgin. In fact, I think it was amazingly progressive for the year it was released in 1974. It's called Don't Leave Your Lover Lying Around, Dear.
Yippee-yi, yippee-yo, yippee-yi, yippee-yo, yippee-yay. Which sounds rather silly, but every hillbilly spends half his life singing that way. He was just a lavender cowboy with only three hairs on his chest, and he rode on a filly called Daffy-Down-Dilly, the prettiest horse in the West. Every morning they went out together while the others looked on in dismay, 'cause he'd round up the cattle a ridin' side saddle because he preferred it that way. He was just a lavender cowboy who committed a terrible sin. He went out on a bender and slugged a bartender and stole all the strawberry gin. So the posse was sent out to find him and bring him back dead or alive. And they knew as they went they were hot on the scent by the smell of Chanel No. 5. And they found him a lying unconscious, with blood running all down his chin, till they looked a bit closer, and what do you know, sir, they found it was strawberry gin. So they shot the lavender cowboy and said as they laid him to rest, "You'll be happier now, boy. You can't be a cowboy with only three hairs on your chest."
To see you. Looking so well, my dear. So nice to meet you. Who's this friend you have here? How do you manage to stay looking so young at every party? You're the center of fun. But
don't leave your lover lying around, dear. I might just take him for myself. I might just steal him and then I'd conceal him so I could feel his warmth in the night. In the night, in the night.
I love your shirt, dear. Your trousers fit you so well. You'd never imagine he was older than hell. Such a lovely party. Trade is looking good. That one in the corner, I wonder if he would.
Oh, don't leave your lover lying around, dear. I might just take him for myself. I might just steal him and then I'd conceal him so I could feel his warmth in the night.
I'm rather bored now. Would you like to go for a meal? All right, then we'll stay here. That's the way you feel. They're starting to leave now. Which one are you taking home? Which way are you going? I don't want to leave alone. So
don't leave your lover lying around, dear. I might
just take him for myself. I might just steal him and then I'd conceal him so I could feel his warmth in the night. Oh, don't leave your lover lying around, dear. I might just take him for myself. I might just steal him and then I'd conceal him so I could feel his warmth in the night.
That was Patty Roberts and Steve Elgin with A Little English Queer History. Now I've got another new CD to share with you. It's by Leah Zakari and is called Hard Road. Leah recorded her first album in 1990, and it included one of our anthems. It was called Glory Glory, and you'll hear it on my Gay Pride show next month. I asked Leah to tell us about her music.
People ask me to describe my music, and I usually tell them it's chick rock. But basically what that means is that it's you know, a girl with a guitar, an acoustic guitar, and it's just acoustic-based rock music. I take general diversions occasionally into other styles, blues, country, etc.
And Leah also got a crack at the question, is it important for you to be out?
Yes, it's very important for me to be out. Being a lesbian is a large part of my identity, certainly not the only part, but I've always believed that we need to make ourselves known. We need to be verbal. We don't need to be obnoxious. I mean, sometimes obnoxious is good. But it is important because this is how we're going to advance in the world.
From her new album, Hard Road, here is Leah Zakari.
You came home last night. Your alibi was airtight. You looked at me. I wonder where we failed as I smelled the betrayal. When you kissed me, you said I wanted to tell you for so long. So just let me say, this is gonna hurt me more than. Said I beg to differ. You've already got yourself a new tone. Your heart won't take, but mine's at all it can take. This is gonna hurt me. is your own philosophy. What you really need is your own identity.
You just heard the songs This Is Gonna Hurt Me and Why Do You Care from Leah Zicari's new CD called Hard Road. And Zicari is spelled Z-I-C-A-R-I. You can find out more at www.leahzicari.com. I want to thank you all for tuning into the show, and I especially want to thank Matt Yee, Scott Friedman, and Leah Zicari for the interviews. I also want to thank Scott for the two CDs to be given away to the first two people to email me at qmheritage@aol.com. If you have questions or comments about any of the music I featured, that's where you can contact me. This is J.D. Doyle for Lesbian Gay Voices on KPFT in Houston, and I'll be back on the fourth Monday of next month with my special Gay Pride edition of Queer Music Heritage. To close the show, the song I've chosen is by Meg Henches. She was a member of the group Two Nice Girls in the early 90s, but she's been out on her own for several years now. In 1999, she released a CD called Brompton's Cocktail, and it includes a song that went on to win the Song of the Year Award at the Glammas that year. And I love this song. It's got great lyrics, and the music just grabs you. Here is Meg Henches ending tonight's show with the song This Kind of Love.
Restrooms.